Hi. Morning, Nick. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right, Steve.
Today on the menu, we're offering heavy rain, a lightning and thunderstorm on February 20th, and high winds later.
Yeah. It's been a fantastic winter.
The hell? Mother Nature's out of her freaking mind.
Yeah, completely.
I'll be honest with you, I've dated some nutty women in my life. Mm. None nuttier than Mother Nature.
Did somebody, like, open up a tub of margarine?
A can of Mother Nature what pass?
A tub of margarine and make her angry?
I don't know what happened. She's very upset.
Whatever happened to the woman? Did she pass away who played Mother Nature on those commercials, on the margarine commercials?
Probably. But I don't think that's what Mother Nature's upset about. Here's that picture of Mother Nature with her arms folded. If you don't know what's wrong,
yeah,
I'm not going to tell you. Here's rain on February 20th. Yeah. A lightning storm.
I blame Al Gore.
It is Al Gore.
It's Al Gore.
Invented the internet and global warming.
That's right.
And he's pulling levers on a weather machine somewhere, giggling and eating pizza. So the Final Four, Nick and I are hockey nuts, and for the Final Four for the gold medal is set to go. Now, yesterday we had a snowboarder in here who brought both his gold medals.
Nice.
They're pretty cool. I kept one.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is when he figures that out. But he's got two. I mean, come on.
Yeah, come on.
Gold medal hog.
You going to use that for the for your toll?
I'm going to give it away. Seventh caller.
Throw that in the toll.
Seventh caller.
Yeah, man. Seventh caller, man. Frampton
tickets. Olympic gold medal. but the Final Four, you got your Sweden-Finland game.
Yeah.
And your Heinrich Lundqvist, the Rangers goalie. Who's the best goalie in the Olympics so far? He's Swedish, by the way.
Yeah.
Henry Lundqvist.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get your USA-Canada. It's a pretty good Final Four.
Yeah. I was wrong. I predicted Russia would be in there.
So did Putin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, like I told you yesterday, I'm rooting for – well, it's going to be hard to root for, you know, either team on Friday afternoon, Friday morning. Because, you know, we've got really nice representatives from the Hawks, man. You know, you got Taves.
Yeah. Well, it's a no-lose situation for Hawks.
Sharpie,
fans.
And then against...
I wouldn't mind if Canada wins. I'm okay.
I would, too. I'm really cool with that.
I'm fine if Canada.
Because there's a lot of great Canadian hockey players on that team. A lot of players that I love from the NHL are on that team.
And I believe my prediction from yesterday was wrong. I believe that Putin would have had the entire Russian team killed right after that loss yesterday. Now, the coach yesterday... responded to the same question over and over again in the press conference. And Jordan, you've been in those situations many times. Jordan's in for it again. Where you ask a question, you don't really get an answer, and then you ask a question, you don't really get an answer, and you go back to it.
Like 90% of press conferences?
Yeah, and the coach over and over and over again said, I can't answer that. I'm dead. I'm dead. I mean, it was some form of that. It was, I no longer exist. I'm dead.
Yeah.
So a little bit of pressure in Russia. I think I was wrong, though. I think Edward Snowden will be killed.
Okay.
Because he has to make some sense of this. So he keeps Snowden. Russia loses. The USA plays it up. And maybe Snowden's dead.
That makes sense.
Yeah, kind of.
That's an interesting scenario.
It's as good a theory as anything else I've come up with.
You know, you're talking about press conferences. My all-time favorite press conference guy was Ditka. Especially after a bad loss. No, next question.
Right.
Yes, next question. That was always my favorite. But the best.
Maybe next time, watch the game.
Yeah,
dope.
Yeah. You see that? That's your IQ there, pal. Those were always my favorite. But the best press conference ever is also one of the greatest sports meltdowns ever captured on video. Hal McRae.
Oh, yeah.
1993 Kansas City Royals post-game press conference in his office where he goes nuts.
Through the phone.
Throws phones, cut a
and
guy's face
open. Remember this, right?
Open.
He's not wearing pants, right?
Right. That's the beauty of it is he's in his long johns.
Yeah.
I Google Hal McRae meltdown. Go to YouTube and enjoy.
It's video Lee Elia.
It is. Oh, man. I bought a Royals hat the next day. because I loved Hal McCray because of that meltdown.
Sure, and
I'm a National League guy, but I bought a Royals cap that next
but
day.
Consistently career leader in meltdowns, my friend Lou Piniella.
Lou's press conferences were great.
Yeah. Yes, Lou Piniella meltdowns.
They're awesome, man.
You know when they finally ended? It's a true story. He told me when they finally ended. He got tired of his wife telling him that he's an embarrassment and an idiot when he came home from work. He said it got to a point, and his wife's great, got to a point where he'd come home and he'd go, do you know how old you are? You look like an idiot. How long is this going to go on?
You know what?
He did mellow out a lot more when he got to the Cubs. There was only a couple of really great meltdowns when he was on the Cubs.
He swears, and he's told me this off the air, but I'm sure by now the statute of limitations is over. He goes, Stevie? And the only other person who ever called me Stevie was my dad. Stevie, you know how many times I've been asked about running on a 3-2? You know how many times I've answered a hit-and-run question? You know how many times I've been asked about changing a pitcher? He goes, the older and crazier I act, the faster the damn press conference is over. You know, and there may have been some days where he was tired and wasn't paying attention, but I think a lot of the time, yeah, Lou just wanted to go home.
That's
true. I think there's strategy to that because he used to start his press conferences with this totally unnecessary summary of what just happened in the game we watched.
Well, we
had a couple doubles there in the third, and then he'd forget, and he'd turn to the media relations guy, Peter, and go, was that right, Peter? That was in the fifth? And then you'd just be like, what is he talking about? This would go on for like a minute or two, and then everyone would be stunned, and so we wouldn't really know what to ask him after that.
Right.
Like, okay, Lou, I think you pretty much covered it.
He's a pro.
Yeah. If you get to the point where, you know, you're going, I can't ever do this again, it's probably time to go to Florida. What are you doing tonight? Anything I need to know about?
Yeah, well, I will say this, that on the show in the morning, tomorrow morning, we are going to talk to a guy who just wrote a really great piece online about True Detective and its connection to this old story called The Yellow King. And all the secrets that are going and the theories that are going on around True Detective, which I think is the best show on TV. And so
are they connected, or is this?
Oh yeah, they're connected.
Nobody's claiming my idea was stolen.
No. It's integrated.
Inspired
and it's part of the clues to try and figure out what exactly is going on. There's a ton of Easter egg stuff going on in True Detective, and you wouldn't believe the amount of message boards that are dedicated to theories about what's actually happening on True Detective and how it's going to end.
Listen, that's what the internet was made for.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that.
You having fun with Patty this week?
Yeah, Patty's great, man.
Patty Vasquez is doing the
11 to 2. Yeah.
11 to 2 show. I should know this, I suppose. Pete McMurray's on from 7 to 11.
That's right.
So,
by the way,
Pete McMurray time slot.
I understand that you're having Aaron on a little bit.
McElroy, did you get a number for me?
10.
Oh, all right, then. No shaking, no faking, just bacon. And bacon. I have bacon news coming up for you, Kevin, this morning.
Bacon.
Chicago's best for best baked spots. Sunday night at 10 on WGN TV. Big, I was doing some TV today. Welcome back to town. Hope you're enjoying our weather.
You know, as I was driving down Randall Road this morning to Aurora and avoiding water puddles and snowflakes and lightning and rain, I thought, golly, I left 80 degrees in Phoenix and nothing but sun.
Well, it's inconsistent, though. Like one day it's 78, the next day it's 82, the next day it's 80.
True.
You just can't count on it.
Yeah, that's true. So I guess I'll put up with it.
And you're doing some TV today. Later on, we don't have to right now, but you work for a man named Jim Dowdle.
Yes, and I was going to mention yesterday my sadness at the news that Jim has passed.
Well,
yes.
you knew him. I didn't, and I thought maybe later on you could just tell us a little bit about him, and because he worked here for a very long time.
Yes, he
did.
And
he passed away this week. All right, 5:26, first business first. What do you got?
Okay, first business first. The one government report we get today will deal with consumer inflation. It's the consumer price index following the producer price index of yesterday. And, of course, it's Thursday, so the Labor Department will release initial jobless claims for the week ended February 15th. On the earnings report seen today, Walmart, we'll be watching that one. Fourth quarter results, Hewlett-Packard will be posted. posting first quarter earnings after the closing bell today. And satellite TV provider DirecTV's fourth quarter earnings expected to beat estimates. Tax software company Intuit likely to report a lower quarterly profit for the second quarter. That's because of the delay in the start of the U.S. tax filing season. The company said back on February 11th, the IRS didn't begin accepting tax returns until January 31, and that's expected to shift about $120 million to the third quarter of Intuit. So a lot of that coming out. Another interesting situation with PepsiCo. Nelson Peltz has resumed his call to break up PepsiCo. That coming less than a week after the maker of Pepsi-Cola and Lay's potato chips said it would not spin off its North American beverage business. And the snack and drink giant did confirm a Wall Street Journal report that Peltz's Crean Fund Management sent a 37-page letter to its board of directors yesterday, urging PepsiCo to spin off the beverage business and focus on its billion-dollar snack brands, Lay's, Cheetos, Doritos. We're not drinking as much soda in this country or around the world, apparently. Coca-Cola and PepsiCo battling the declining soda sales. So I guess we have to drink more Coke and Pepsi.
I don't drink coffee, so I drink Diet Coke two or three times a day.
Yeah.
Or Diet Pepsi.
Okay. Well,
then, you don't care that much, I guess, so. I just wanted to share that with
you. No, I really don't.
I want to contribute to the segment, that's all.
And I appreciate that. And I'm sorry you don't drink coffee, because I do have a coffee story this morning.
Well, for the sake of argument, everyone else on the show does. So
okay.
I'll just shut up while they talk.
Well, I don't know if the other coffee drinkers are disappointed sometimes with the size of the one-cup brewers that we currently have. They don't brew a lot of coffee, I think. But now Nespresso is launching a new single-serve coffee brewer that will make larger American-sized portions. And interestingly enough, its parent company, Nestle, is one of those smaller cup producers, so they'll be in direct competition with their parent company, the U.S. market leader Green Mountain Coffee Roaster. And Nestle, the world's largest food company, said yesterday its new Vertuo line system will go on sale in the U.S. and Canada this week. It will make larger cups of coffee as well as the smaller espressos.
Well, I'm sure you just made a lot of people happy.
I'm sure I did. So I don't know what it's going to cost to buy the new machine, but they can at least. And interestingly enough, the global single-serve coffee market, $8 billion, and it's one of the fastest-growing areas of an otherwise quiet packaged food industry. So that is coming out today. On the agricultural front, weather is going to continue to be the story, because a lot of farmers and ranchers will be dealing in the Midwest with flooding, and already there's talk about planting delays in the spring because of all the moisture that we have in the form of snow, and that will hopefully melt slowly enough to avoid a lot of flooding, but it'll keep fields very wet. So that's what's going on. The index futures say we'll have a lower opening on Wall Street, sir.
Thank you, my friend. That's Orion. And again, he's doing some television this morning. He'll be back in studio, I think, tomorrow, right? Isn't that right? There's a Monday? Tomorrow, Monday.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Previously on Stacey St. Clair.
I'm good. I actually came down the mountain to make this call, and I'm hanging out near the mall.
There's a mall in Sochi?
Yeah, it's about a quarter filled, but it has a Cinnabon, and it has a movie theater, and a bowling alley, so it's, you know, functional.
You want to go to the mall in Sochi, remember, you can see a movie, get a Cinnabon, and bowl. I don't get any better than that.
One-stop shopping.
Stacey St. Clair, live from Sochi, our favorite guest by far, and doing great work at your ChicagoTribune.com and LA Times and everywhere. Tribune is owned and managed by someone who doesn't know what they're doing. No, you're doing great, great stuff. Tribune.com, and we thank you. We thank you for doing this. Where are you today?
I am on a train going between downtown Sochi and Olympic Park at the moment. So I'm just taking a train ride along the Black Sea, and it's beautiful.
Is there much being said about Russia's hockey failure?
You know, I was in a security line getting on the train with some Canadian fans in hockey jerseys who were making fun of the Russian fans in hockey jerseys. And the Russians actually said, you know, well, we hope the United States beats you. So I think yes, the hockey failure is not going over well.
I just wonder if it's wise.
Cheering for the United States.
Yeah, I just wonder if it's wise for Canadian fans to make fun of the Russians in their country. I just think those people may disappear as well.
I think it's the one time every 4 years that Canada gets to make fun of the rest of the world. So, you know, let them have it.
Canada so rarely gets to mock. That's right. It's a very good point.
Exactly.
Now, you brought up yesterday that Ms. Evans has done herself proud, took up the bobsled about a month and a half ago on an internet online course, and went out and won a bronze medal. But I love the way she described her first bobsled run to you in your Chicago Tribune piece. What did she say it was like?
She said it's like being stuffed in a trash can and thrown off a cliff. I've heard other people describe it that way, too. I guess it's just really loud and really rickety in there, and you just sort of pray the whole way down.
Yeah, no, it's tremendous, and she was tremendous. She looked great as well. Hold on 1 second for us, Stace. We've got an odd thing going on where we can actually hear the show.
Yeah,
it's actually very okay. I think I fixed it.
You heard. Look at you.
There, I fixed it. Well, thanks for the
you
note.
So
thanks
many
for
hats.
The note for helping me
for
fix
stalling.
It. All right, back to Stacey live on a train in Sochi. We're not in Sochi. Headed for. Well, I don't know where the hell you are. Why am I trying to describe it? What am I? Gmail mapping systems, Google Maps for Sochi.
Somewhere along the Black Sea. Just okay. Say that.
Have you bought any souvenirs? Because we're getting near the end of your trip.
I haven't, and I have, like, every single person I know has told me to bring them back one of those nesting dolls, those stacking dolls. You open one, and there's another one, and so on and so on. And I bought nobody nothing. So
can't you come back?
You didn't expect something from me.
No. We're not expecting anything. You've already given us the gift of Stacey every morning at this hour. But the Russian stacking game, can't you go to the Russian tea room downtown and get that? Don't they have a gift shop?
Don't they have a dollar store?
That's like sort of my plan. Like, I hope nobody's listening who I'm doing this for. I'm just going to go home and Google a bunch of these and buy them and say, oh, I brought you from Sochi.
Yeah, why do you want to get...
Who's going to know the difference?
Why do you want to get caught in customs? You know, come on. You know,
yeah, why do I want to carry it back?
Might want to get your mom something else, though, because I know she listens to you. So you mean you've already purchased your mom's expensive gift, right, Stace?
Yes,
I have. I have something for her already.
Right. Hey, are they still trading pins? You know, like at the Olympic Village, that's a big... It's almost like this subculture amongst Olympians. They trade the pins out in the open. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a culture amongst the reporters and the athletes and the volunteers, but... Unfortunately, the Tribune Company does not make pins to trade. It was a budget thing that they just decided not to do it. So I spend a lot of day saying, no pins, no pins, because that's all anybody wants to talk to you about.
Well, we will have the Big Stacey gift basket when you get back, and it'll include pins for all your commie friends.
And also a stray dog.
And a stray dog.
We're putting a puppy in there.
Yeah.
a Russian puppy. Only barks in Russian. So what's left of the broadcast and print day today for you?
Well, I'll be helping the great Phil Hirsch out at the ladies' free skate tonight. He's our Olympic reporter, and I'll be helping him out. So the ladies' figure skating, always, you know, the marquee event of any Olympics. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, you know, Stacey, I'm 52 now, and I had kind of a sad sort of awareness last night, and that is I'm never going to win a gold medal in skating.
No, but you still have that snow cross dream, so
I do have that.
Hang on.
I do have that. You know, but the biggest problem, I don't think it's that I couldn't, you know, get my skating up to that level. It's I would not look good in those outfits. Those outfits are
Yeah, you would.
I don't think so. A little spangly.
Very form-fitting.
The form-fitting thing's fine. Spangly. A little too spangly for me. A little spangly. Has there ever been a 6 foot dude that weighs just over 200 pounds plus a little more that has medaled in the Olympics in skating? Probably not.
No, I know Evan Lysacek is about 6'4", which is super tall for figure skating, but I don't think he was over 200 pounds.
No, he weighed about 120. Yes, yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, well, have fun with your friends on the train. Andre, anything else for Stacey?
I will.
No, Stace, we miss you. Be safe. Bring
Stacey,
us a dog.
I miss you guys, too.
Yes.
Quick question.
I'll try.
Hold on one sec.
One texter is asking about the dogs. How are the dogs doing? Have you seen any dogs?
You know, actually, my colleague Brian Casella and I just went out today to a dog sanctuary, and the dogs are under heavy guard out there. So I think you know, some dogs are surviving, and they're saying that about 90% of the dogs who are being adopted out of here are going to the United States.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's a good story. Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stace. All right, hold on. That's a great Stace St. Clair. By the way, Kevin, remind Stacey tomorrow the best of Stacey St. Clair. You know, at the end of March Madness, when the Luther Vandross song rolls and they do the hoops clips for all of March, the best of Stacey, not previously, the best of Stacey St. Clair.
One shining moment?
One.
Yeah.
Well, several shining moments, Keys.
She was so excited when we call that, you know, an intro or a bump in the business where we put all that together. And I said, hey, we created this really cool intro for you. She said, that is so cool. That's so great. I'm so excited. Next text was, what's a bump? What does that mean?
Yesterday, by the way, this is a little inside, but Mary, yesterday, Stacey got a hold of Andre and said, hey, I love being on with you guys, but could you get a hold of the bosses at the Tribune and tell them why my phone bill's going to be so high?
And Steve could Cochran, you give me some money for pins?
Steve Cochran made me call every day.
She needs you to wire her money, yeah, for souvenirs.
Yeah, get that rubles thing done for me so I know how many that is. Oh, Brian Williams.
The hipping to the hip-hop. You don't stop the rocket to the bang-bang. Up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie. The beat. Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are going to try to groove your feet. See, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I got to...
And I might be saying, Brian Williams doesn't appear to be that funky to me. They literally put a TV type in the studio, leave this up, dude, put a TV type in the studio and had him pull every word of this, throw it to the music track, and then you get this.
Check it out. And the CA Sam
Beal. A little Lester Holden here with it.
He's here to go by the code of the doctor of the mix and these reasons. I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6 foot one, and it turns up on a nightdress to a teen. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. Everybody go hotel.
That's just the best. It's worth looking up. It's Jimmy Fallon and Rapper's Delight, The Medley. All right, a word to you texters. Look, you're grown-ups. If you go outside and it's raining, then you know it's raining. This show is not for you to hear me to say it's raining. If you're getting dressed in your house right now, you have windows. Look outside before you put your clothes on and make your wardrobe choice for the day. Oh my, it's raining. I must make a choice now regarding the rain. Yet there's a handful of you that are texting angry. Let me explain something to you. We are sitting in a studio on Michigan Avenue. We have five giant windows that look at, and I want you to pay attention to this, Michigan Avenue. So if you would like the exact weather and traffic locations for the three-block area from the Michigan Avenue Bridge to the Starbucks that I can see out of the other window, I got you covered. Mary is on the seventh floor with computers and toys and things that she can see that are updated as fast as they can possibly be updated. We give you the information in a timely manner as accurately as we have it. If that's not what's happening exactly where you are, that appears to be your problem, not ours. Here's something else I'd like to say, and specifically I'd like to just pass this on to a texter who joined us from the 630. Thank you. I've passed two cars in the ditch 3 miles. Just keep reading the S word they put in front of you, Burgundy. And for some reason, F you, San Francisco. How about you get off the phone and stop texting while you're driving, genius? Maybe then you won't end up in the ditch down the road. If you're truly that angry that we haven't provided you with your ICE report for the mile in front of you where we aren't, then listen to something else. But stop bothering us with your cranky text. Stay alive. Go to work. Have some coffee. Call your mom and settle the F down. I've had it with that.
And it's the same six people every morning. Listen to something else. That's it.
Steve, it's raining out.
Why oh, well, let so me mad write at that San Francisco.
Down. I don't get that. What's the San Francisco thing? Yeah. I don't know. What is that?
Well, it's very close to San Diego.
I don't know. If you're going to try to text witty, you know, at least come up with a joke that works. Seriously, don't you know what? I love the 99.9% of the people that listen to this station, and the ratings are through the roof, and it's appreciated. Great. But you look at the same knuckleheads day after day. How miserable is your life that you want to take time to text every morning to tell me how much you hate this show? Go away. Just go away. Eric and Kathy, what is it, 101.9? Go listen to them. Steve Harvey, great guy. Go listen to Steve Harvey. See if that strikes your fancy. Or go listen to with a Wolf and Proft on LS. Go listen to them. Somebody ought to.
Johnny B on the game.
No, we like Johnny. He works for us. Yeah. I'm telling you, pick somebody else. Just go away from the tower. Just go away from the tower. Listen to anything else. See if that works for you. And by the way, in a week when you're back, don't text while you drive.